This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. Speaking at the White House Friday, Biden said the United States is committed to getting all Americans and their Afghan allies out of the troubled country.
The United States stands by its commitment that we've made to these people and includes other vulnerable Afghans, such as women leaders and journalists.
Biden is facing criticism for a chaotic and often violent scene outside the Kabul airport as crowds struggled to reach safety inside. Evacuation flights at Kabul airport had stopped for several hours on Friday because of a backup at a transit point for the refugees, a U.S. airbase in Qatar. However, the president said that flights resumed later in the afternoon. The UN Refugee Agency says millions of Afghans caught in a rapidly changing and precarious situation are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Mantu says her agency welcomes efforts of several states to evacuate at-risk Afghan nationals through bilateral programs. However, she says these programs should not overshadow the urgent need for a significant international response to deal with this prevailing crisis. Nor, she adds, should they hamper or preclude the possibility for Afghans to seek asylum in other countries.
UNHCR is calling on countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan.
Some 200 UNHCR national and international staff remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is